What's up, everybody? This is Joel with Irie Chat. You were just listening to a song called Playlist by our guest, Tough Like Iron. This song will be played out in the intro and outro of this episode. You may find it on our full-length album, Elemental. Tough Like Iron is a reggae singer that came out with her album last year, along with some new singles. She was in between her travels when we thought to give her a call just for a chat. Listen to us talk about directing her own visuals, the Tough Like Iron collection, and much more. So enjoy our Irie Chat as we say what's up to Tough Like Iron. Tough Like Iron, what's up? How you doing?
Greetings. What's good, Irie Chat?
Oh, it's all good here. How's everything going on with you?
Everything is blessed. You know, I'm giving thanks for life and health. You know, it's another day. We got another day to be great. So, yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah, and you've been working on some projects lately. I mean, especially during COVID, you've been keeping pretty busy. You had an album come out. You came out with your cool music video called Ganja Army, which I found out that you directed and used your own iPhone to film that video. So what inspired you to film that music video?
Just being that we had just kind of went into the whole lockdown scenario. I was in Jamaica at the time, and Jamaica has been like very strict at some times during the lockdown. They've had a curfew for most of it. They've had a curfew since the coronavirus started. So there's been a lot of, you know, restrictions just on movement. And so it's not been that easy to gather and get stuff done and get projects done. And people have just been staying home and just not going out unless they, you know, it was really necessary. So, we did most of it just by ourselves so we could just keep moving and keep getting stuff done. And it was just like a fun vibe too. I got some of my people from all over the world, all my tough people. Some of them sent me some videos of them. So I had people from, I had my sister from Kenya who sent me a video. I had, you know, my brethren from Colorado, Judah Seeds, big ups to Judah Seeds, always supporting me and showing me stuff, you know. He sent me a nice video of him. He sent some videos of the greenhouses. I got videos from California. I got videos from Trinidad. I got, you know, just big ups to everybody who sent me their little clip for Ganja Army, because it was supposed to be like me and the International Ganja Army. But since we couldn't all get together because of the COVID and you the gathering restrictions, so we did it remotely. So that was the idea. And give thanks that it came out pretty good. I was proud of what we did.
Are you going to start working more on your music videos with your iPhone, or was that just like a one idea that you just decided to try out?
I've been doing some more, not really for myself, but for some other artists that I work with. So if you want to see another video I shot, you can check out my brother Goldie Bad Lion. And we recently released a video that we shot at Venice Beach in California. And it's called Love is Conducive. And his name is spelled G-O-L-D-Y. So there's another thing that I've shot. I really do love videos and production and stuff like that.
Okay.
So just kind of comes along as a part of the music. And nowadays, just you have to kind of put yourself out there and present yourself to the world and let people know what you're doing and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's an important skill, and it's just also something that I just enjoy doing. So kind of like just a hobby, but I know it's a good thing, so I can get some good product out of it as well. So it's, hey, that's a good hobby.
Yeah. You mentioned Iron Media Company. So is that a company of yours that you started?
Well, it's in the works kind of for the media stuff, the filming and those kind of stuff. But it's really been a lifelong passion of mine. So I hope to one day be able to develop the whole passion into a full-scale video production team that I could offer to other artists, etc. But we're not quite there yet. But you know, gotta aim for the stars, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You have a director role in your music videos. So what made you want to get more involved with behind the scenes in that role?
I've always been passionate in terms of, I was an avid music video watcher as a youth, and I love just shots and setting up shots, and concepts really are really important to me. I think it's good to, you know, try to have some good concepts and not just like do the most basic thing or the most cliche kind of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure that things would come out in a way that I would be pleased with. So I got to make sure sometimes and get more involved.
So what's your favorite thing about directing?
Well, when I'm working with a good filmmaker and I come to them with a concept and they kind of help bring it to life, and then I can see it afterwards, it's really amazing, you know? Mm-hmm. Just watching the whole thing go from just like a thought or some random thing that I might have said, or somebody might have given me an idea. Because I, you know, a lot of my other people in my circle, they might give me a concept or inspiration for something, for a video or whatever. So just taking the idea and manifesting it is really a special experience when you can like, sit down afterwards and share it with the world and say, hey, this is what we put together, you know?
Yeah.
I really like that.
I understand that your son actually has his own cooking program called Aya Knife. So do you have any role in the behind the scenes on his program?
I do. Yes. I do help him with figuring out his menus sometimes, you know, figuring out what he wants to prepare.
Okay.
Helping him get the ingredients together and everything. And usually I will get a camera person to come and shoot him and just be there to help the whole process and say, oh, what about this shot over here? Or get a close-up of the ingredients, or, you know, different little just strategies to try to get the best out of what he's got to offer, because I think it's very special. He's very passionate about food, and you know, it makes me happy because at least I know my son will always be well fed, and he knows about nutrition and plants and farming, so it makes me feel very confident that he'll be okay.
I want to talk about how I understand how you came out with the name Tough Like Iron. You kind of got inspired of that name by the lyrics of a song by Lee Scratch Perry. So do you mind explaining like what song and how did it influence you to take that name?
Well, I was always into dub music and, you know, roots and reggae since I was a child. And I've had that Blackboard Jungle Dub, and that was one of the lines on there that always like stood out to me. And I actually have this name since I was a teenager when I started my clothing line. Mm-hmm. I originally named the clothing line Tough Like Iron because it's kind of like a mantra, you know, to just be strong in the Gideon, because there's so many things to try to distract you and throw you off course and drain out your energy, drain out your resources. And, you know, you have to really stay focused and really be firm in order to make it. And so I try to, you know, remind myself that on a daily basis. So it's kind of like a mantra, you know, and it also was the name I started doing with the clothing design. So anyone who was in Brooklyn or Jamaica in those times would have probably seen me with the crochet and the t-shirts and the different you know, products that we had, various fashion shows that we did around the place and stuff like that. So I did all of that before I started doing music. And I already had the name Tough Like Iron. Everybody already called me Tough everywhere I went. So I was like, am I going to now change my name to sing songs and try to act like I'm not Tough Like Iron? I'm Tough Like Iron. I'm going. I got a lot of, I don't know what the word is. A lot of people have a lot of stuff to say about me being Tough Like Iron. And they say, you don't look tough. And stuff like that, you know? And I'd be like, because you can't always judge a book by its cover. It's not just about how somebody looks. Everything, people are too caught up in the surface a lot of times, and they don't really know what could be underneath the surface, because just based on how someone looks, you can't tell what their personality is like. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know what they're capable of. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it just always amazed me, the amount of backlash that people be like, you Tough Like Iron, stuff like that. Like, now they want to fight me or something. But I stay firm because that's what I do, you know?
Yeah. And you mentioned that you have a fashion line. So what drew you to doing fashion as well?
Just the same kind of vibes. I've just always been into creativity and art and expression and, you know, that kind of vibe. I also do screen printing, and I've done a lot of hands-on work as a younger person, especially when I was still living in New York. I did a lot of production, you know, of a lot of design, a lot of picking of fabrics and cutting out of patterns and different stuff, you know? So it's all just about creativity and just expressing that you can do what you want in life. Mm-hmm. You can be who you want in life, and you don't have to follow the pack. You don't have to stand in line. You don't have to bow to nobody if you don't want to. You know what I mean? Everybody has to do what they're comfortable with and do what's right for them. So I don't knock that. Because I don't want anybody to feel like, oh, you know, I look down on anybody. Because everyone has to do what's right for them. You know what I mean? But for me personally, I've just always been into self-reliance and trying to find ways to use creativity and the talents that we have to offer to tell our story, you know, spread positive vibes, you know, just keep our cultural energy flowing and make sure that the youths know about their culture and where they're coming from and all these things. That's what my life has been about, you know? Okay. So I felt that fashion was a good way to do that, because I could put out some imagery that didn't necessarily copy the European standard of beauty, or this is what a woman should look like, or this is what a man should look like. So it's all about breaking the mold and breaking the box and just, you know, being that alternative energy that just is like, here we are and you can't get us out because we didn't ask you for any sponsorship. Now we, you know what I mean? We do what we want. And this is, you know, our culture. This is our roots. This is our vibe. This is what we love, you know. It's we don't get to hear that much stories of people that are not like the mainstream narrative, you know. So I always want to try to encourage young people too, that maybe if you're somebody kind of like me, who, you know, maybe comes from either a Caribbean background or the islands or the US or wherever you come from, if you're kind of somebody like me, maybe you could see another example of just do what you want.
Yeah. Are there any fashion designers that you follow or really admire?
I'm kind of into more like Afrocentric kind of fashion. So I follow a lot of people who make a lot of really cool African fabric clothing and stuff like that, like these cool suits and stuff that are on, I find a lot of that stuff on IG that's good. Okay. But in terms of me personally, I kind of stick with the people that I know, like big ups to Mamayashi, my longtime friend and sister in fashion, of style, Mamayashi out of Jamaica. She's got her website up, so everyone can go and check that out as well. And my other brother who is a part of the Jaoba Eagle family in Jamaica is called Shotyard. And when I say I gave this man a 10-minute crochet lesson and he just took off, he started making these amazing shoes that look like Clark. He has some that look like Clarks and Timberlands and different styles, the high top, the low top colors. And they're really special and really unique. So definitely check that out too. Okay. And I like that kind of stuff. You know, people that are doing things that I know at hands-on and stuff. So I try to support people from the islands, people who I know are, you know, small business, you know, women who I know are making their income on their own terms and doing their own thing. You know, that would be my best use of, like, if I have thousands of dollars to spend on an item or something, I would rather get some really unique handmade something than get Gucci or those kind of stuff. You know, not that those, I mean, I wear that. It's okay. It's not that special to me.
Yeah.
It's just the same. You know what I mean? I like to support actual like craftsmanship and that kind of stuff. So I like a lot of the stuff from the continent that's like very detailed with the beading and the embroidery and those kind of techniques, you know. I also rock with a company from California that's called Peace Fits. So I've done some collaboration stuff with them, and they're always blessing me with some really cool gear. I definitely highly recommend their stuff. It's like really good quality and they have some cool styles. So definitely also I would say check out Peace Fits, because they have been providing some very cool and unique kind of some, you know, just something different that's modern, but kind of, it's like trendy, but not so trendy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So what kind of apparel can people find in going through the Tough Like Iron collection?
In my collection, you're going to see a lot of crochet hats. Like I said, we still have more to add to the site as well, because the color options are kind of unlimited. You could kind of get any color under the sun. So it's always like so many color combinations. So exciting, you know? but there's a bunch of hats. There's T-shirts for men, T-shirts for women, and also tank tops. And there's a few other accessories like hats and bags and some other stuff too. So check it out. You know, most of the items are going to come with a free download of a song too. So
okay,
toughness you can hear and toughness you can wear.
Oh yeah, I like that. So are you involved with any upcoming or previous fashion shows?
I am working on some for the summer. We're planning to have some pop-ups during the summer, and I definitely want to have a fashion show as a part of the presentation. Right now, what I've been working on recently, though, was releasing some NFTs and just getting myself acclimated to the whole cryptocurrency space and the whole NFT world, because it's a whole digital art revolution that's going on the internet. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's been quite an experience, and I must say I've learned a lot. I've connected with some really great people, and it's been a blessing. We do have a few right now two left of our recent collaboration drop with artwork from Ross Terms, and also comes with an unreleased remix of our song called Run the Place. The remix is done by Dub and Dope, and there's also a motion graphic that was done by DJ Echo that the people get to download. So there's digital content and there's audio, there's visual. You get a physical print of the artwork from Ross Terms, the artwork that he did for the NFT. You get a physical print of that. It's not the original, obviously, it's a print, but you get like a nice framed poster that comes with the glass and all that. And you can just set it on your wall and you own a piece of Tough history.
Okay.
We are some of the first reggae NFTs. So I'm excited about that and just spreading this information and just getting some more people to kind of tune into the space and what's happening so that we can get some of the benefits that there are to NFTs for the artists, because it's really a whole new world of possibilities for artists right now. So I am happy to be part of that. Happy to be offering my own NFTs currently, and got some more collaborations on the way in the works for some more stuff coming up in the next few weeks and months. There's going to be some more projects.
I've been through a lot of your music, and there's a couple of songs that you actually sing in Spanish, actually are very fluent in it too. So how'd you learn to speak Spanish so well?
I learned Spanish in New York. I, my mom used to leave me with a babysitter when she would go to work, and the lady did not speak any English, like none, like she didn't speak no English.
Mm.
And then she was pretty old, so she wasn't learning. She wasn't trying to learn any English either. She just spoke Spanish. mostly spoke Spanish. She learned to speak a little bit of English, but I mostly learned Spanish. And you know, my mom worked a lot, so I would be with this lady a lot when I was small. So,
okay,
a good foundation of Spanish, and then just I knew a lot of Spanish people, so then I could talk to them. So I would always talk to them. I had a few friends, and you know, in school and in the neighborhood, I always had friends who in New York. It's a very mixed environment, so I always had friends who were like from different places, who were from Puerto Rico or from the Dominican Republic and different places, and I would always spend a lot of time and go to their house or different stuff, and so I would be around a lot of people who spoke Spanish. Yeah. My first friend spoke Spanish. My first boyfriend didn't speak English either.
Oh,
he's from Belize. So one of the songs, actually, we still are friends. So one of the songs he helped me to put together, the one with King Fuda, who is from Honduras. So big ups to Future Sound, because I couldn't have made that happen. I can speak Spanish pretty good and have a good accent, but I needed help to do the translation to make it actually make sense.
Okay.
To Spanish-speaking people properly. Yeah. You know, so I can talk and have a conversation, but it might not be exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, with Spanish speaking persons, I might, you know how Spanish is very particular, and you have to say like la puerta.
Yeah.
And you know, el carro or whatever. You know what I mean? You have to have like the right pronoun to go with each thing, whether it's male or female. How do I know if the door is male or female? Like I'm trying to say door, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I do love Spanish still. I'm not talking shit about Spanish. I like Spanish.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's very different from how English is set up. But what I like also is it gives me a little insight into the other languages, like the other Romance languages, because from being able to speak Spanish, and then from Capoeira, I learned a little bit of Portuguese, like, you know, everything in Capoeira is in Portuguese, so you have to like learn some stuff so that you know what to call things, and all the songs that they sing are in Portuguese too. So I learned a little bit of Portuguese from Capoeira, so the Spanish helped me with the Portuguese, because the words are very similar, and a lot of the times if they say the word, I can figure out what the word would be in Spanish, and then I can the word was, which, you know, goes a little bit for Italian, a little bit for French, because they're all based off of Latin same way. So I think it's good. It's really good to know one of those languages, because then you could kind of get at least a concept of what somebody's saying or how those type of languages work. Yeah. But I really like to learn some African languages, like to learn like Swahili or to learn Arabic or something like that, because that's a completely different structure, you know?
Well, I understand you lived in Trinidad and Tobago. So do they speak any languages over there besides English?
Nope, they just speak English. Now they're getting a lot of Venezuelans over there. So everybody, there's a bunch of Spanish-speaking people over there because it's so close to Venezuela. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been coming over kind of somewhat not legally, I think, just like because they can just go on a boat and go over there. So there's a sudden influx. There's always been some Spanish in Trinidad, but not like nobody speaks Spanish. Everybody speaks English. Hmm. It's not a Spanish speaking country. It's not they just speak English.
Did you get into a lot of soca music when you were there?
A little bit. Definitely a little bit. I do have a little special spot in my heart for soca music, but it's not really my top musical choice necessarily. Yeah. But what I really love about soca music is just the energy and the vibes and how everybody will be coming together as one and everybody will be so happy and so excited. So it's not really like I love the music that much. It's like the songs, but I love the energy that it creates. The people you just be having such a great time.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, like when the song says jump, everybody jump.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like they're living their best life. Listen, the soca people are living their best life. They do not have time for people and their judgments or any kind of antics. So they have to party. So I respect that. You know, I definitely respect that. And if you ever, Cap, do you ever spend any time in the islands at all?
I mean, I've been to a couple of places. Trinidad and Tobago is one spot I would love to go to, though.
Never been there before. If you ever go even in Jamaica, they have carnival, too. Like, carnival is a special experience. And some of the time, you will see some of these older people, like, the people are, like, 60 years old and stuff. Mm-hmm. They've been up for 3 days, and they have drank 6 quarts of rum every day, you know what I mean? And they're just like, hey, and they're having such a great time. So I really respect that, just like the energy of the soca music is powerful to me. So I do have a collaboration on the way with the great Problem Child, who is a very high caliber soca artist. He's from actually St. Vincent.
Okay.
So he's not from Trinidad. He's from St. Vincent. That's actually where my father was born. My father was born in Trinidad born in St. Vincent and grew up in Trinidad. So also, just in case anyone is not yet aware, they did have a recent volcanic eruption in St. Vincent. A lot of damage was caused to their infrastructure and people's homes and schools and businesses and everything was covered in ash. And I think they're going to have a lot of rehabilitation that's going to have to happen there. So, just send some prayers and send some donations if you can. If you're in a position to be able to send things over there, there are different places that are collecting actual physical goods, and there are different groups that are organized that are collecting funds and sending it forward to try to get these people back on course here. So if you can tune into that, send some love to the St. Vincent people because we love them. So big up to Problem Child, big ups to the whole SVG. We always showing love, we still representing. We want to let everybody know about this volcano situation though, because I'm not sure if it's really getting that much coverage outside of our kind of Caribbean community. I don't know if that much people even know that this is happening, So
let's
keep it in mind and keep these people in our hearts and our prayers. And if we can, send whatever we can to give them a little help.
What can people expect from you coming up?
Well, I come out, so many things. Just expect the unexpected.
Okay.
It's going to involve music and fashion and art and NFTs.
Well, since we're wrapping up, is there anything you would like to share for our listeners?
Well, it's been a real joy and an honor. Thank you so much, ArriChat, for having us today. You know, just want to tell everyone to do their best and stay tough like iron, because it's tough like iron. It's a mentality, you know, it's in the mind. It's about being firm and strong. And right now, it's a lot of uncertainty in the world, you know, but we have to do our best still. So I know it's a lot of people going through a lot of hard time right now. And I just want to encourage them to try their best to stay positive and just count your blessings, you know, because there's always tomorrow. And well, not always, not for everyone. So we need to make the best of today. Yeah. But we have to say we still are here. We have a chance to make some good things happen. Things may not be ideal with the whole pandemic situation and stuff like that. But, you know, I just want to encourage everyone to do their best to stay positive and stay firm and, you know that we will have to just do whatever we have to do. And that's what it is. You know what I mean? But we're here and we have to just hold up joy and give thanks for life because we are here, you know? So that's my little word to the people then, you know?
Well, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate this conversation, but tough like iron. Thank you so much for joining us in ArriChat and best of luck on everything.
Okay, great. ArriChat, big up.
Our ArriChat with Tough Like Iron. Make sure to catch her Elemental album and follow all our socials. You may find more information in the show notes. Please rate our podcast and let us know what you think of it. If you want to catch video clips from our chats, subscribe to our YouTube page as well. Thanks for listening to our ArriChat, and I'll see you soon.